Hi, do you think?
Hi. So this is going to be a little audio commentary on
Have we met before?
We were trying to do for this episode.
Well,
this is FrillPix, episode 18.
Well, I sit here every day.
My guest here is
a
returner.
This is one of the best.
My name is Tyler Steelman. This is a scene we tried to do about 10 minutes ago, and I didn't really plan out as we thought.
I kind of worked my way around over the years.
These are two men at a park, so just let's give them a little listen for a little bit.
All right. Look, I don't know why you're being so hostile right now. I just want to set up my blanket, you know?
Great park banter.
Take a nice nap in the park.
I really
know. We should stop stepping on my blanket.
I will say that.
Well, it just doesn't look like a type
of blanket. We're not talking about parks.
Shouldn't be stepped on, you know?
Well, it is camouflage.
Yeah, it's almost like you're asking me to step on it.
Oh, I'm definitely not.
See, I feel like you were asking me to step on it.
You could be next to me.
I didn't know where I wanted to go with this at all.
See, this is about the time where I thought, like, all right, I don't want to do this. Like, this is just against my will at this point, you know.
The
problem is I didn't want to restart.
What show off?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
It's got Jim Halpert,
the integrity of the scene. You got to just keep it going and hope it turns itself around. But it really didn't
at
all.
Yeah, I think they're just playing themselves.
You're riffing on The Office here.
I try to do a joke where.
Okay, well, on the show,
my character
thought
the actors' names were
like,
the characters' names.
Your space is your own.
Yeah,
so that's
like
that really didn't
like they played themselves on the show The Office.
Yeah,
come near my space.
Excuse me.
Is this 2006 or what? Am I right?
That's the exact moment where I thought we should not do this anymore.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
Yes, it's kind of like that, where I have MySpace. And
see,
have
the reason I said it in the first place is because I already felt like we shouldn't be doing it.
So
I was trying to run it just into the ground, but it didn't take.
I think my spot is the best spot in the park. Your spot would be the second best spot in the park.
The vocals really are sloppy, too. A lot of misspeaking.
Well, that's not bad.
It's not well,
that was a character.
A lot of saying
bad,
like
though.
My spart and
no,
things like
not.
That.
Well, keep in mind, I just had a bunch of red vines.
So what are you
how
doing?
Many?
I'm meeting someone here.
That's a bunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's. I mean, it was a pack. I don't know how many come in a pack. How many?
Say that.
One, six.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe eight.
I mean, I'm new to this whole 2015 gender.
It's a girl.
Now, you were really pushing the envelope there in terms of political correctness with the whole
2015 gender statement. Well, you should probably get rid of the balloons
that say it's a girl. What do you...
I don't remember the context. I just heard the punchline. If I want to be coy,
well, you asked if
balloons.
I was going to meet a girl, and I said you could say that, and then you were just really
being
just putting it out there.
Constructive criticism.
Is the point of this commentary to just restate jokes that we made in the
Well, the good ones, yes.
Well, the good joke was that you were...
Being
the girl was a girl,
kids
and you told me it's a girl, and I thought that you were going to have balloons that say it's a girl.
Mm-hmm. That was
the
really
funniest
out
thing
there.
I thought.
That was really out there for so early on in the scene, though, I think.
Actually,
that I had balloons. 16 balloons. You put
the
number 16, and then it turned out that you could count everything in your field of vision instantly.
Well,
I'm
every
so
time.
Glad we didn't
you had
go over 23 minutes
balloons.
With this scene because
quick
this
counter,
is the most unlistenable thing.
Well, no, I count
that will ever be released.
And it's amazing.
That's a good way to count it.
Every 10 minutes, I close my eyes and I open them back up and I count everything I can see.
This is the midst. I don't follow. What's like?
I genuinely didn't follow. Yes. That was not character work.
Close my eyes.
I just didn't get where you're going.
Open, there are 12 squirrels.
That's everything you can see.
Oh. Well, you can ask me how many of anything
there is.
I thought you knew
everything in the park.
I thought I did, but I was hoping I didn't.
Well, no,
really.
But why don't you tell me?
This is where it starts to get really, really
you
want to
know everything in the park?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So close my eyes. Open them. There are 12 squirrels. There are 16 trees. There are 3 kids. There are 6 boobs. There are 5 hairs. There are 6 strollers. There are 8 pairs of shoes. There is 1 Tristan. There is 1 Tyler. There is 1 ice cream man.
that was
not worth the payoff.
I was probably going to say something offensive, and then I
contemplated
for a very long
span of dead air on what to say.
Strollers. Certainly not outnumbered 2-1. Strollers to children.
Well, no, the strollers are... These are strollers...
I was trying to work with you. I was trying to work with you and just riff a little bit on how
you weren't riffing at all.
You said there were double the amount of strollers as there were children. I felt like that was mom. That was interesting.
And then I explained that each person had their own stroller.
We're saying the same thing. And we're saying the same thing.
I didn't get it.
Still don't get it.
I don't know where it should have went after that.
So there are three kids. They each have a stroller. We're just going over the
logistics of everything here.
And you're still going up. We went over for a very long time after I explained repeatedly what it was. I
just don't understand.
Okay. Do you still not understand?
I think I got it.
I'll explain to you.
So each person has their own stroller.
There's
a chair. So the parents have a stroller, and the kids have their own stroller, and they roll themselves.
Wait, what are wheelchairs? Like a wheelchair?
Which would attribute to the...
No, the wheelchair.
What?
Like a wheelchair.
Yeah. Wheels chair.
Because wheelchair, I think, like, it's just one big, it's one wheel.
And there's a chair on it.
It is a chair.
It's a chair sitting on a wheel.
No, it's just the wheel is a chair.
Classic.
I guess it is. Wheelchair-related banter that's here. True. That's a wheelchair.
There's no banter. Are we best friends?
I'm just explaining what a wheelchair is to you.
Right now. No, so yeah, yet.
There's no doubt, though. The one thing that did come of this is we did learn that a unicycle should be called a wheelchair. Yeah, I've should
What's
stop
great
doing
about
this
scene
though.
For those who are wanting to go out and do improv is what I do with the scene is I try to
that girl
I constantly and, try to find a starting point for the scene like and to for it to continue.
So we start we do
they,
like
what time is she
counting
been like
counting
things
minutes.
In the park.
Counting things in the park, classic premise. Classic kickoff premise, yeah.
I was gonna say something about me watching kids all day, which is pretty
I mean, it's blue, but it's workable. Definitely,
you were man enough to
say
do
pretty,
that.
Pretty hack.
I don't know.
It's hack, but it's workable. Like it's, if you need to lean on it, which I think we should have went.
And
with
then the thing with me dating Ellen, which is the thing we continued with,
yeah, which really was the least attractive choice in retrospect.
Okay, good.
How's that? But it is the one that we.
Better, you're out of my view of the kids.
Well, I don't like about. I don't know. I have some beef.
You're out of my.
I don't like that you added this character that was going to come in, who was a woman.
No, well, the point was she was never going to show up, but then you saw her in the distance.
Because I wanted to do an Ellen impression.
Well, then you shouldn't have been. Then you have no beef with me.
There's a lot of dead air. Still no girl?
It hasn't been that long since we talked. See, this is me being an insecure date, but then you see her all
seconds.
Of a sudden.
Well, I fell asleep.
No, later. I see her
later,
like in 10
yeah.
minutes.
It just happened. Yeah, I know that, but...
Well, sometimes I fall asleep.
She was supposed to never come.
I don't know what they call that,
and
but
in
it
my
really
mind.
Happens to me.
It's just the
people my usual thing with your girlfriends?
Do.
Oh, okay. Well, I do it more
And that's
often
a perfect place
people,
to start the scene. You feature improvers, you know, like...
And a lot of people don't get test. Just You just lob up the softball,
oh,
knock it out of the park.
How much sleep are you getting these days?
And that's when the game begins.
Seven.
Why is it a softball?
Because they're easy to hit
per week,
like slow pitch
that's
softball.
Pretty, that's a
you know?
That's a good amount.
That's pretty sleeps, sexist. Oh, you
okay.
added slow pitch.
No, it's a unisex
yeah.
game.
I've been there. I've been there before. You know,
six sleeps. That's not where you want to be. This is good though. I'll say that.
Why don't adults play hardball?
How many sleeps are you getting?
I'm getting one.
They do. One sleeps.
I mean, like
about
in leagues,
sleeps,
like
yeah.
just like local leagues.
Oh, okay.
10:10.
Got it. So but there are some of those
sleep.
Too.
I get one daily sleeps.
Actually,
then,
yeah.
That was the worst part of the entire
I guess
thing.
Get seven,
we're talking about
six.
How many sleeps we get.
I think it's the best. That's I think good. It's the only point where it's salvaging.
That's what you get, right?
Around seven, yeah. I average.
Sometimes it's eight, sometimes it's six, sometimes it's nine. Who knows?
You know? Yeah. It's unpredictable that way. Average, though.
So tell me,
seven.
Tell me about this girl. I thought you were gay.
Why'd you think that?
Now
see, that's
just
it's a girl.
That's classic
yeah, yeah.
me.
When you were asking
oh, yeah.
me, I'll just make
some gay jokes.
Yeah. Just throw
that,
it in there.
That's another one of the starting
well,
points for
just,
a scene that I hope would
have
taken.
Like
off.
I have a grass. Aren't you gay? That's how you want to start it off.
Oh, so just kind of.
That
should have
been the first thing I said.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, it's more.
Aren't you gay?
My wife was allergic to grass too.
Is the allergy cured now? That's
no. She's actually looking for me, and
the allergy thing was a personal story.
She's allergic to grass.
My ex was allergic to grass, but she would always say
allergic?
That she wanted to come to a park.
Definitely.
And I finally took her
to
a park,
grass.
And she told me that she was allergic
yeah.
to grass.
You guys lived in an apartment.
So we
I'm
just went home.
Lived in an apartment.
Did you move recently?
Well, it caught fire.
You live in an apartment?
No, I've never lived in an apartment. Actually, so I moved.
pretty fun. I don't understand what you're implying.
And I'm not implying anything. I got fire and I left.
What is this implication here? I don't get it.
There's no implication. I'm just saying what happened.
No, but what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that I'm here escaping the fury of my wife.
Yeah, I know that, but like, really though, like, what do you mean?
I got her pregnant. This is the only funny part about the scene, I get that. So I'm gonna let it keep going.
Of course, that makes. I'm saying figurative. Like, what are you trying to say?
Well, I have cancer.
You know, I mean, when you say that, what is it that you're actually, you know, like?
My third nipple is the only place in my body that can acquire hair.
Yeah, no, that's I have eyes, I have ears, you know, like, I get it when you say that, you mean that, but what else, like, what else do you mean?
I've had a Go-Gurt in my back pocket for 3 years. That's it. Okay.
That's just so shallow. What did you mean? You know, it's not like by it that. Just feels like I'm just scratching the surface. Well, what here. I meant it doesn't was feel like you're being real honest with me.
I've never transferred to a Mac real, computer.
Like what you're actually trying to say.
That's like innuendo for something though, right? Like, what is that?
Okay.
Like, what is that?
Right. That means I'm not comfortable buying lamps in darkness.
Right, yeah.
What's that
but
like?
But like, that's a figure of speech. It's about, you know,
exactly.
Like,
what you
but
think.
It doesn't. It's not it literal.
Bad.
Like, what is
really
a literal?
It's really bad.
Mean? Yeah, yeah.
I just don't.
You know, that means I've never seen the butler for personal reasons.
That's just. I hate her. Like these who real, doesn't? These colloquialisms, you know, that are just so overused,
same.
And you have
yeah.
no idea what they
excuse
mean
me?
Anymore. And that's just an example. Like,
that's just. It sounds hard for you.
But the literal meaning behind it is what I'm. Curious about, you know, because it sounds really interesting.
See all those moves. You
my
see those
dad
moves
is the only one in the family that's ever owned a pocket watch.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't heard that one in a while, actually. But, like, I forget
what
it means.
Like,
you
know, like on
practically.
Her show where she's like,
oh,
real.
Oh,
she's
well, it means that my
audience.
Dad was Kurt Cobain.
What are you telling me right now?
That's
wait. Yeah, she does, like, a show at the park?
You're talking. No. Yeah, when Ellen,
this
is some
solid
right?
fodder
here.
Oh well, yeah, that's my
where
roster.
Where you are, your character is married to Ellen DeGeneres, so, yet has no idea that she
DeGeneres.
Has a show
yeah.
or anything. Just
no, I have no idea that she has a show.
Like her
what?
Her NBC.
She knows she has
show,
a show.
Is what I'm talking about. Like
no, yeah, I know that she has. Oh,
most you just are not listening to what I'm saying.
I listened. I even looked
Steve
at your
Harvey?
Mouth while
know,
you said the words,
know,
and you
know,
said,
I said,
and
you're
she
married
doesn't
show.
Know.
You're married to Ellen DeGeneres, but don't know that she has a show.
Two layers of us yelling at each other.
I think we're going to need to do
no.
commentary. Over
wait,
this.
How did you
we
think
clear
that?
This up.
How did you
clear up our disagreements?
Why would you think that I would know who she is? Why did you just call her Ellen?
Well,
think
future
that I would know
commentary.
Who
well, no,
yeah, yeah.
My wife has come back to it because it's really
the
shitty.
Yeah,
year.
I was thinking like the next episode, but
I thought you would realize that.
Then
we do a commentary on that episode, and then commentary on that.
I cut right on. To the fact
now I realize this whole my wife is a famous star.
She's a famous star
who has moves.
She has moves. Yeah,
this is where I put on a little bit of a clinic here.
Huh? Who's that? But she's a lesbian.
Yeah,
you're a comedian,
and she can back to the kid. I forgot about this. I
show me. Can you show me how she dances?
All right. Well, kind of some of this, a little of this right here, a little of that.
The imagery is fascinating.
Really good. Sometimes she does one of these. You know.
Oh, I've seen her do one of those.
You want to do one of these?
She has a little more boob.
A little bit.
Not that much.
Really,
yeah,
not that
a little
much
bit
more,
of boob.
But some. And did she ever do this? Like, have you seen her do this one? This one's crazy. I can't.
I thought
like,
in
it's hard
the
for me
with
do.
The brevity of this episode,
I'm
we're going to get through it without
well,
you.
She takes her penis out?
Like bringing up my penis
yeah,
is what I was gonna
and
say.
She
and it just did not happen.
With it, too.
It is 18 weeks running now, and
just
we could
really
not get through an episode without it.
Just
oh,
really,
ouch!
Just makes it.
Okay.
Just
oh,
makes
if
it
you told me
like this,
before we started,
okay.
Don't say the word
doing
penis.
Doing a whole lot of this, whoa. Just so much.
I ran with it. Like, don't get me wrong, I ran with it, but I was hoping that. Like
now
just
it's
for once
on
we would not talk about
NBC
it.
Our fans just love it. There's no
it's
way.
That's just why they're here.
Four.
They would be
NBC
so.
Four, yeah.
They would be remiss if I didn't. You know. Do you think that maybe we can go see her?
It's a crowd pleaser.
I think I miss her now.
Mine? Literally. What is she? What? I didn't even know it was
mine or
LA.
The word.
I thought it was a New York show.
Yours or
no,
mine?
It's taping LA.
Which one is the crowd pleaser?
That's cool.
Knowing her, she doesn't go very far. You know, she wants to stay local.
I didn't know Ellen DeGeneres is deathly allergic to grass, by the way. That's something.
That's why she's always inside.
That's why. What are we doing? Film her show in
what
the middle
are we
of
we
Feel
doing?
The Grass, like all the other daytime talk shows.
Yeah, like The Chew.
So you're familiar with other talk shows.
Well, I only watch shows on NBC. I meant ABC.
I'm so glad that we just didn't,
so I'm
like,
very familiar with Desperate
this
Housewives,
proves how unfunny
right.
we are, mm-hmm. but I'm glad that we still had the courage
Good.
To, like,
yeah,
kind of release it.
No, I just...
Because I figured we just wouldn't
it.
Release it
yeah.
as
you
we
think,
were doing it.
Okay, because that was a long time ago, kind
which,
of.
Which,
really.
When that happens, when you realize
ago.
That you're not going
to
release something as you're doing
you
it...
think you would have ventured over...
After, like, a good 5 minutes of the scene.
Yeah.
It's pretty done.
Well,
it's
no,
done, so we
remote.
Just really had a lot of freedom for the final 20.
Is your TV always on, too?
Well, no.
Sounds expensive.
Well, I go up and I press the on button.
What is this about?
Why don't you press the channel? I was going to ask you.
The channel button. Oh, you don't know that televisions can change, like, have channel buttons on them.
Excuse me?
And this is
like,
your big revelation.
Like a button where you could select the channel, like, up and down.
Oh, well, I wish someone would have told me that, Ellen.
And
well,
then you you break the fourth wall, even though we're doing
is
an improv
here?
Scene. And
no,
not,
she,
like,
well,
the
I,
host
I
of the show.
She's with me.
You said know. Ellen into the mic like that.
Yeah, no, I was,
gotta hope.
My character's just saying into the sky.
Who says that? Who says that you gotta assume? It's like the opposite of everything.
I don't even
want
to finish
this
commentary. You know, I only talk to myself these
this
days.
This is rough.
Where's this girl, man?
Man,
anytime
know,
we got
into early.
A lull in the scene,
what's
I asked,
name?
Where's the
what's
girl?
This girl's name?
Ellen. Which is why I didn't think it was such a bad name when you said that you were married
to
Ellen.
I kind of pimped you.
But
when
this
I
is a
did
different
see
Ellen.
Her.
Don't worry.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I would like to explain what pimping is. Pimping is when
woman.
You... There's
Portia?
Something you want to do in an improv scene.
Hmm? Portia, you're talking
well, you
about
want to have happen in an improv scene, but you don't want to do it yourself.
No,
right.
So I wanted
oh, yeah.
you to acknowledge that we were both seeing Ellen in the distance.
What do you mean, what about it?
And just
I was
say
trying
it
to fight
me.
It.
Wait,
why'd
fight
you say
it?
Portia right now?
I know, it was obvious.
Did
she drive a Porsche?
Oh, well, see, because I was going to ask about... see, I thought that Ellen was homosexual. And that,
homosexual? What does that mean?
And that... She
killer.
She just she really likes
Nate Berkus
women
killer
no, women. And I thought that
see that if we would have done the scene correctly it would have been the first time Nate
Portia
Berkus was mentioned
uh-huh.
which is probably a
Portia
great character to do maybe I'll bring him up
fucking
next time
kidding me
what
Portia de Rossi
yeah what about
that's my first I went to prom with Portia de Rossi
you did
that's my yes. first
oh man
your first one
no, you said that.
Bitch.
Well, like my it's
my
just
first
a rumor.
Prom,
you know, Hollywood.
Yeah.
And it's it's
or it was
rumors.
Two separate things. And you said that Portia de Rossi
God,
was your first and also that
you
went
know,
to prom
things
with
every day like, "Oh,
which I guess go
been
hand in
married
hand.
For 10 years, like, you know, just rumors like that. I'm sure that's all it is.
I kind of forget the basic rules of improv.
Mm-hmm. Can you do you have better eyes than me?
Probably.
Do you look northwest?
Which way is that?
Okay, so north is the front
of
me. I don't listen to you at all. And then west is the
and I don't agree with you.
Yeah. Okay, so go in the middle of that.
And I don't
two.
Like yeah. you're supposed to.
You see her?
You're supposed to do things to the like.
There's
the,
a woman. I don't know. Is it Ellen? Is it Ellen?
Your intelligence?
Yeah.
Oh, it is Ellen. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. God, I can't do this right now. I can't do this right now.
Hey, wait. Why are you so nervous?
Because it's my wife. This is where I got embarrassed in front of you.
Wife.
Like in the scene.
It's
got Ellen embarrassed in front like of you. Like I was embarrassed because
are you
I.
Sure?
Well, I knew at this point that
oh,
we were
going
to release
no,
the scene.
Oh, you know what? No, it is your wife.
And then
hey!
I
hey! Hey!
That I was embarrassed in front of you
wow,
to keep doing it.
Just, don't tell them.
So it's beyond not wanting anybody else to hear it, but like even.
She's coming to see you.
Even you or like anyone who can hear through the walls.
Hide your face, but introduce me also. I think we could get away with okay. that.
Hi, Ellen. This is Tristan.
Hi,
how are you? How are you? I'm Ellen.
Hey, I'm great. Wow, a lot of you can just let go of my hand. It's great to meet you.
High fiving sound.
The high five was
me clapping my vagina.
Yeah. Tyler, why? You could probably just take your hands off your face. God. I think.
How much fucking longer
is this? Hi, Ellen. Wait, why is she... Ellen, I thought you were...
Pretty close. We're close. Ellen was not in long.
Who told you that? Who told you that bullshit?
He?
Yeah.
I don't remember how we ended it, but it wasn't good.
I remember.
Hi, Ellen.
I'm ready.
Where have you been all this time? Ellen, I...
Have you ever seen Ellen?
I ran away.
I never heard her speak.
I thought you died in the fire.
No.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, man.
Tristan, can you help me out?
She sounds just like the Finding Nemo character.
Well, thank you. You're dating her now, so you're kind of
not Ellen the movie, right?
It was dark. I didn't think that...
But she's very light-skinned.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, that's how I saw her. I saw her face, and now I'm a believer.
Oh, my God.
And
So I made a little reference to the song.
I think I can be happy as well,
but yeah, I figured at that point.
Now I'm not sure. I don't want to intrude on your life. I didn't know this was Ellen DeGeneres.
This scene would be 5 minutes.
The one and only.
Oh, God.
She's going through
a voice. Why is she talking like that? What's going on? Voice change.
Gosh, her voice goes through these phases.
I just want to say, if you haven't listened to the last episode of Real Picks,
it's really good. She's been trying not good at all.
Turn it off.
Please stop.
Turn this off. It's been 20 minutes.
She does Bob Marley.
That's pretty good.
She does...
episode 17. Real Picks, EP 17 is worth your time, ladies and gentlemen.
Not 18.
They should have told you that when you subscribed.
Not 18. Skip over.
It's for a rising audience.
This episode should be called Skip Over This One.
She does Hillary Clinton. She does Billy Bob Thornton.
Skip Over This One commentary.
She doesn't do Bill Clinton, am I right?
She does the Kool-Aid Man. She does
maybe people like this, though. Maybe this is the first time we broke the fourth wall.
You think so?
We've
never done like a... She does. There's one episode where we did like an actual
hunger self
conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the one where we were doing deciding whether or not Nick and Andrew should live with me.
Well,
they didn't.
And they did not.
Yeah, she doesn't really do that one though.
Yeah, I think
that
was it. Not anymore.
Hey, you guys still gonna talk to me?
Just making sure that we couldn't suddenly fade Ellen out of the scene.
Darling, I didn't know how to let her leave.
On the grass?
Just don't put your finger. And scene.
That's it.
That is absolutely it. Improv 101.
Yeah, we should write our own book.
Yeah,
our book would be continually find your, like, don't start the scene. Don't initiate anything.
No.
There's no initiations. Say the word penis sometimes.
Like, too much.
Our version of the game is just say people's names from, like, pop culture.
When I say a name, like, purposefully mishear it and say a name that is not relevant.
I don't think I did this in that episode, but...
You did one time. You said... What did you say?
It wasn't a name. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. I do it all the time anyway.
It was more than once, I'm guessing, even, but who knows?
We should probably tell people this isn't the scene anymore. This is us.
No, it's over now.
Yeah, the scene is over.
Because this is the first time where it's two of us talking and it's not the scene. The scene ended.
Until we do another commentary episode of this commentary.
Right, which you can expect.
You should expect when you subscribe to Philplex. That would be a great podcast.
What?
Well, we should Philplex do a side
commentaries?
No, just a podcast where we do one episode. And then the next episode is a commentary of that episode. Next episode, a commentary of that episode. And so just layers of us talking.
What do we call it?
It's late. I don't know. What do you think? Commentary air?
That's pretty good.
That's right. Yeah, that's as good as it gets for me right now. How do you know if you have hemorrhoids?
Like me?
Well, not. How does one find out that he has hemorrhoids?
See, it's funny because, like, I'm a writing tutor, you know, and when people put one in their essay,
what the fuck did you just say? You're a what?
Writing tutor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so when people put one in their essay, I try to get them to take it out because it's really unnatural. But, you know, I'll be damned if that wasn't the most natural sentence I ever heard. How does one know if they have hemorrhoids?
I'm just trying to ask a friend, you know, and you're being a dick about it. I'm not asking my writing tutor. I'm asking my friend.
All right, all right.
How do you know, man?
I don't know the symptoms.
Well, look at this. Is that a symptom enough? All right, that's going to about do it for us this week.
Man, we could not get a second scene rolling after the first scene. Really?
No, that was real life, man. What are you talking about?
Well, okay, I did think it was much for you to show me, to actually show me.
Well, yeah, well, that's why it's not a visual podcast. Mm-hmm.
Video. We should experiment. We should dabble, though.
I don't know how those work.
No, me neither. Me neither.
Really. Is that just YouTube?
YouTube.com, probably, yeah.
Okay.
I think so, yeah.
Ah, well.
Listen to episode 17 of Frill Picks.
Or 16.
16 is a spooky episode. It was a special Saturday ep. There are notifications on both of those. There are messages from us on both of those telling you to go to the new feed of Frill Picks and subscribe to that. I hope you haven't listened to those episodes yet, because that feed was not available.
I also hope this isn't the first time you've heard that, because I wouldn't subscribe to the new feed after this episode.
That's true.
So forget you heard that.
Don't just listen to episode 17 and then make your decision after you
if
hear
you have
it.
To look at your phone in traffic right now to skip to episode 17, do it. Absolutely do it.
I don't care.
What are you doing?
I don't care where you're driving, how fast you're going.
Ask us, why are we still talking?
I don't know.
What, they asked very fast.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if we're pretty big in the auctioneer community.
Imagine Dora if she answered like really like really fast. It'd be the show would go by a lot faster.
Oh, now you gotta give me an example.
Can you find my hemorrhoid? Okay, good, thanks.
Well, that'd be easy to find, you would think.
Especially on those purple pants.
Oh, so you see him through the pants?
Well, no, she showed me. This is our third scene that we tried to get going. Can you just call it off? Please call it off.
Listen to app 17 and listen to apps 1 through 16, please. This has been app 18. Skip over.